Okay, so we talked about how Facebook has influenced how we and many other Americans communicate. But Facebook is a global phenomenon. We learned a lot about that when it was used as a tool for protesters during the Iranian elections of 2009 and in the early days of the Arab Spring. Of the 1.2 billion Facebook users worldwide, 93 million are in India. Elliot Hannon of World Vision Report brings us this story from New Delhi, where the social network is being used to enforce traffic laws.
Satyendra Garg doesn't look like your average Facebook junkie. In India, Facebook is still largely for the young and tech-savvy, not graying government employees. Garg, however, sits behind his desk at the New Delhi police headquarters, commenting on posts and responding to friend requests. Until recently, he had never even tried Facebook. But when he took over the Delhi traffic police earlier this year, he faced a stark reality.
In Delhi, like, we have about 6.5 million vehicles on the roads. And maybe like 2 million coming to Delhi every day from nearby towns. And this is a terrible number.
With only several thousand officers to patrol the roads every day, and without traffic cameras to catch drivers speeding and running red lights, he was overmatched. So he turned to Facebook for help in taming the city's congestion problems.
Basically, the idea behind Facebook was that it's a two-way interaction. Like, we wanted to interact with the road users from our side. But at the same time, we wanted honest feedback from people, the road users, like what difficulties they face.
So a few months ago, the Delhi Traffic Police started a Facebook page. Since then, its membership has grown to more than 25,000 drivers, like Karen Agarwal. Agarwal's daily commute is only about 8 miles, but it can take up to an hour. He posts regularly on the page about the problems he sees. I joined him for his morning commute.
Like, getting out of your house is like getting stuck in a jam. People are not following traffic rules. We want that people should follow traffic rules. Like, see, this, he's also, someone will hit him. Who will be responsible tomorrow?
Agarwal points out the violations as he maneuvers through a swirl of cars veering in every direction. The problem, he says, is that traffic tickets are given so rarely that they're not much of a deterrent.
No one has got the fear in their mind. We need to get the fear thing in their mind.
To help with that fear thing, the Delhi traffic page allows anyone to upload photos of offenders caught in the act. Most of the photos are taken with cell phones. If there's enough evidence, police will issue a ticket. Already 6,000 pictures have been uploaded, and over 1,000 tickets issued thanks to Facebook informants. At the traffic headquarters, walkie-talkies squawk as officers call in violations from the road. T. Yashwan, a traffic inspector, says the surge in photos has led to the creation of a brand new department.
We have a 4 shifts. One person sit on this Facebook, so we work round the clock, 24/7.
He peers over the shoulder of a young officer clicking through Facebook photos of buses parked on the sidewalk, taxis running red lights, and drivers caught weaving in and out of traffic. Rakesh Arora is the owner of a security company in Delhi. Speaking from his car, he says he's uploaded a dozen photos he's taken during his commute.
I can't leave my own business or I can't leave my own job and be on the road to and take the pictures of all the violators. But what I'm doing is I'm assisting Delhi Traffic Police by clicking some of the photographs.
And what about people out to settle a score by getting someone in trouble? So far, there hasn't been a single complaint, says Traffic Commissioner Satyendra Garg. Garg says that the threat of criminal charges for those out for revenge and pictures that are doctored has been a good deterrent. During his morning commute, Karen Agarwal says he contributes to the site by notifying the police of problems like broken traffic lights, but he doesn't like the idea of nabbing fellow drivers. That, he says, is what the traffic cops are for.
It's their duty to look at it. Why they want us to do the work? I'm not authorized to click anyone's picture.
Tara Singh leans on his dented black taxi in South Delhi. He's driven a cab here for 12 years. His home is in northern India, and he spends the night under a plastic tarped roof with other drivers at the cab stand. Singh says even though he doesn't know much about Delhi's new online traffic cops, he thinks it's worth a try.
I'm not entirely sure whether it will help. As for me, I'm a pretty good driver. I've gotten a ticket only once in my life. If I made a mistake, I wouldn't mind if someone caught me, if it will make the roads better.
In his office, Satyendra Garg browses his department's Facebook page, responding to questions and concerns.
See, all this is in less than 24 hours. I mean, maybe 1,000 posts.
1,000 posts in 24 hours, he says. Garg thinks enlisting drivers to post pictures has been a positive step. His only word of caution is that photos shouldn't be taken while driving. That, he says, is also a ticketable offense. For the World Vision Report, this is Elliot Hannon in New Delhi.
With us for a really intimate look into race, class, and the black male achievement gap in education. We're going to be speaking to one of the filmmakers and a parent behind the documentary American Promise. It airs tonight on POV. That conversation, when word of mouth continues after the break.